V180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. John 14:16. Remember dinner without mobile phones, voicemail, texts, and brain overload? Friends and family enjoying each other's company, uninterrupted by technology? We're a generation that's losing the art of communication and intimacy, and it's impacting the time we spend alone with God. Although Jesus preceded the high-tech age, he was in constant demand. Multitudes pursued him at all hours of the day and night. Nevertheless, the scriptures tell us, rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. Jesus made time to be alone with his Father. It requires spiritual discipline to eliminate life's noise and racket and be still and listen. But if you practice it, you'll discover a heart-satisfying intimacy and fellowship with God. Invest a few minutes reading John chapters 14 to 16 and let your spirit absorb Jesus' message. Notice, he wants his disciples to have peace, and he comforts them with the assurance that they're never left alone. These are blessings he wants you to share too. So how can you find this peace and comfort? Answer, it's an inside job, because the Holy Spirit lives in you. Jesus told his disciples, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. It may be Christianity's best kept secret that the Holy Spirit lives in every believer and is available to provide everything we need to handle life's difficulties. The Comforter was promised by the Son, sent by the Father, and today he is ours by faith. Embrace him, trust his power, experience his peace, and follow his unfailing guidance.
The word for today, as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.